Welcome to The Buzz, a podcast by Boone Electric Cooperative. The Buzz is a monthly message to our community, celebrating what it means to be a member owner of your local electric cooperative. Boone Electric Cooperative, your co-op, our community.
Hello, and welcome back to The Buzz. I'm Zach Smith, Communications Specialist at Boone Electric Cooperative. And this month, we're learning a little about each of the candidates running for the Boone Electric Cooperative Board of Directors at our annual meeting scheduled for Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Every year, Boone Electric Cooperative's annual meeting allows members of the co-op to vote for proposed amendments to the cooperative's bylaws and elect their fellow members to represent them on the board. And members can vote for a candidate in each of Boone Electric's three districts, not just their own. It's one of the many things that sets the cooperative business model apart from other electric utilities, and if you've been following our Cooperative Principles series, you know it's one of the many ways members exercise democratic member control of their cooperative. It's a vital step to make sure that this business, which you, the members, own, meets your needs. So who can vote at the annual meeting? Anyone who is a member of the cooperative is the short answer. Boone Electric Cooperative has both single and joint memberships, so the easiest way to tell who is eligible to vote is to check the name that appears on your bill. If your bill lists one name, you probably have a single membership, and if it lists two names, such as a legally married couple, then either name can vote. But it's important to remember, one membership, one vote. So if one name on the account votes, the other cannot vote later. It's also possible that a single membership may have an authorized user, but authorized users cannot vote unless they are designated as a proxy. And we'll discuss that process more in the September edition of The Buzz. But if you have questions about whose name is on your membership, please don't hesitate to call us at 573-449-4181. When can you vote? Well, if possible, we'd love for you to join us at the annual meeting on September 11th. Since 2020, Boone Electric Cooperative has held a drive-through annual meeting, so our office is closed for business that day. But from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can drive through the designated area, register, receive a $20 electric credit, and vote without ever having to leave your vehicle. It's a convenient process for taking part in the business of your co-op without taking too much time out of your day. However, if you're unable to attend the annual meeting this year, members also can vote absentee at our 1413 Rangeline Street location in Columbia. That's during normal business hours, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, and that's from August 18th to August 29th. Members voting absentee will not receive the attendance prize of the $20 electric bill credit. We'll discuss annual meeting in more detail next month, but for now, let's move on to meet the candidates. And the candidate bios, video interviews, financial disclosures, along with all of the 2024 annual meeting minutes, 2024 annual report, and this year's proposed bylaw amendments are also available online at booneelectric.coop/annual meeting. Wayne Wilcox is the incumbent running for District 1. Thank you for coming in today, Wayne. Do you mind introducing yourself?
I'm Robert Wayne Wilcox. I'm your candidate for re-election to the Boone Electric Board of Directors. My wife, Sandra, and I have been married for 46 years. We live on a century farm where we raise three children. We have two grandchildren who attend school in Ashland. We are members of Trinity United Methodist Church, and I serve on the church council. It was my honor to serve as a guardian on seven honor flights. A veteran myself, I served two combat tours in Vietnam and Iraq. A retired CW-5 helicopter pilot from the Army National Guard. I am currently serving as a member of the Assistance League of the Missouri Veterans Cemetery in Jacksonville, Missouri.
What experience and attributes would you bring to the board?
I have 36 years of board service to Boone Electric Cooperative, currently serving as the board vice president. I have also served 18 years on the Rennick School Board and 12 years as a Randolph County commissioner. I am a past president of the Randolph County Farm Bureau and former chair of the Young Farmer and Ranchers Committee of Missouri Farm Bureau. I understand the role of governance. I arrive at each board meeting prepared with an open mind and a desire to be a team player.
Why do you want to represent the Boone Electric Cooperative membership?
The board and management team recently completed a strategic planning session. I would like to work together with the management team moving those ideas forward. You know, I said team in there a couple of times, and that is very important to me.
Finally, what does the word cooperative mean to you?
Well, the first thing I've learned is the seven cooperative principles, with four being democratic member control, member economic participation, capital credits, cooperative cooperation among cooperatives, and a concern for community.
Teresa Snow-Voller is the challenger selected by the nominating committee running in District 1. Teresa, thank you for coming in today. Could you please tell us a little about yourself?
Hello, my name is Teresa Snow-Voller, and I'm honored to be a candidate for the Boone Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I live on a working farm outside of Hallsville with my husband, Ben Voller, where we raise beef cattle and crops, and that's where we raised our four children. Many Mid-Missourians know me from my 24 years in television news, where I was a reporter and the primary evening anchor for KMIZ and KRCG-TV. I later served as Executive Director of Strategic Communications at MU Healthcare, where for more than 8 years, I advised senior leadership in public relations, and I led a great team responsible for media relations, internal and external communication, crisis communications, and strategy for websites and social media. Since stepping away from that role, I've focused on managing our family's residential and commercial rental properties and supporting the farming operation.
And what experience and attributes would you bring to the board?
Throughout my career, I've helped leaders navigate complex issues, whether that meant guiding public communications for MU Healthcare during a crisis or crafting strategies to engage employees and customers. I've built a strong network through both professional and volunteer work, including the Columbia Chamber of Commerce and various community groups I've been involved with. I know how to listen, connect, and collaborate. I believe that board members should be accessible, thoughtful, and grounded in the communities where they serve. I bring those values to this role and help ensure that Boone Electric Cooperative stays responsive to its members.
Why do you want to represent the Boone Electric Cooperative membership?
Our family's been a Boone Electric member for decades, and we depend on reliable power for our farm and our rental properties, just like thousands of other members do. As landlords, we see the stress that utility bills can bring to the families we serve, and I understand how important it is for members to feel heard and their challenges understood. Boone Electric is member-owned, not investor-driven, and that's something worth celebrating. But many people don't fully realize what that means. I want to help make the cooperative more visible and approachable so members understand how it works, how they benefit, and how they can take advantage of programs that support energy savings, local economic growth, and opportunities for young people in our community.
Thank you for that. What does the word cooperative mean to you?
A cooperative is more than just a utility. It's a shared investment in our community. Of course, it started as neighbors coming together to bring electricity to rural homes, and it's evolved into an organization that now serves rural, urban, and commercial members alike. Cooperatives focus on serving their members efficiently, and when there's extra revenue beyond what's needed to operate, it's returned to those members. That creates a unique level of trust and accountability. I see board service not as a position of power, but as a responsibility to listen, learn, and act on behalf of the entire membership. Boone Electric has a strong legacy and a great reputation, and every organization needs people who are ready to serve in today's environment with today's tools and today's challenges. I bring both professional experience and real-world perspective from the farm and the business world and the families we serve as property managers. I'd be honored to represent you, and I'd work hard to keep Boone Electric Cooperative strong, member-focused, and forward-looking.
Michelle Motley is the incumbent running for District 2. Michelle, nice to have you in the studio today. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Michelle Motley, and I'm a candidate for the Boone Electric Board of Directors. My husband Bill and I live on a farm near Rocheport, Missouri. We've got a small cattle and horse operation. We retired from our professions about 6 years ago, but we still stay very active managing our farms. We also spent a lot of time enjoying our son and his wife and our three grandchildren. Regarding Boone Electric, this is the sixth year that I've served on the Boone Electric Board, and I've been honored to serve as secretary for the last three.
And what experience and attributes would you bring to the board?
From my professional career, I have the experience to lead and to motivate. I started my career with the USDA in Southwest Missouri. I worked my way up through the agency and throughout the state to eventually land in Columbia, which is where our state office is located. My responsibilities included managing people and USDA farm programs. I worked with farmers and landowners, boards and committees, hosted training programs and mentored employees, and eventually retired with 32 years of service. I'm also currently proudly serving on the Boone County Fire Protection District Board, and I'm co-vice president of our local Extension Master Gardener Club. As a Boone Electric board member, I've spent a considerable amount of time in learning about the energy business. I collaborate with the other board members and the staff to identify what needs to be accomplished, both short-term and long-term. I feel confident that we as a board govern with the membership's best interest as our number one priority. Regarding attributes, I have a lot of energy, I'm disciplined in my approach to getting things done, I'm very loyal, and I am committed to the continued success of Boone Electric.
Why do you want to represent the Boone Electric Cooperative membership?
Well, it has been an honor for me to work for the membership and with the staff and the other board members. Like a lot of our members, I'm also a rural resident. I understand the importance of providing reliable services to everyone. I hope the membership feels that my professional experience as a manager, as well as my experience as a Boone Electric board member, makes me the right candidate to represent them.
And what does the word cooperative mean to you?
Cooperative means working for and with the membership to enhance our community, provide opportunities, and protect our quality of life. Thank you for your consideration of me as a director for the Boone Electric Cooperative.
Thomas Trebue is the challenger selected by the nominating committee running for District 2. Tom, would you care to tell us a little about yourself?
My name is Tom Trebue, and I'm a candidate for the Boone Electric Board of Directors. My wife, Kim, and I have lived in Boone County for 36 years. This has been a great place to raise our family, and we can't think of any other place that we would rather live. In addition to being a local professional engineer, I provide business coaching and consulting to clients across the area.
What experience and attributes would you bring to the board?
I am excited for the opportunity to bring professional experience and community commitment to the board. As a consulting engineer for more than 40 years, I have helped cities and counties across the state with development of their public infrastructure. In addition to this boots-on-the-ground technical experience, I bring my experience running businesses. One of the highest compliments I have ever received from a client was in regard to my approach to building relationships and building consensus around a project. I am highly engaged with the community, staying active and abreast of what is going on and how it affects my neighbors. My personal motto is listen, listen, learn, and I practice this on a daily basis.
Why do you want to represent the Boone Electric Cooperative membership?
As a board member, first and foremost, I would like to build on the good work that past and current directors have accomplished. I have had the opportunity to work directly with the Boone Electric Administration, Engineering, and Field Services in the past. They are true professionals. A high priority I seek foresee for Boone Electric is maintaining the highest quality staff to serve our members. I also anticipate, as the number of homes in our service area grows, it will put added pressure on the utility infrastructure. This will require significant planning and balance. I am confident that as a director, I can represent the membership in the face of these challenges to continue to allow safe, reliable, and affordable service. It is key that when we flip the switch, our lights continue to come on.
Thank you. What does the word cooperative mean to you?
A cooperative, by definition, is the act or process of working together for a common benefit. The cooperative is all about serving the membership. For 90 years, Boone Electric Cooperative has been serving the members in Boone County and parts of five other counties. I am honored to be a candidate for the Boone Electric Board of Directors and look forward to serving the membership if I am elected.
Kimberly Ponder is the incumbent running for District 3. Kim, thank you for coming in today. Could you please tell us a little about yourself?
Hi, my name is Kim Ponder, and I am a candidate for the Boone Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I am a lifelong member of the Boone community and have been a member of Boone Electric Cooperative for nearly my entire life. I'm a career banker with over 36 years in the banking industry. I've had the privilege of helping customers navigate their financial journeys and build strong relationships. My family is at the heart of everything that I do. I'm married to Dave, and we have two grown daughters that make us very proud. Throughout my time as a director, I have enjoyed the opportunities for education, leadership, and service, not only within Boone, but also with members across our state. It's been an incredibly rewarding experience to contribute to the community and to support the members who make it thrive.
What experience and attributes would you bring to the board?
Service has always been at the core of everything I do, both personally and professionally. Whether supporting my community or working within my industry, I approach every opportunity with dedication and a commitment to giving my very best. For the past 12 years, I've had the privilege of serving as a director, gaining valuable experience in leadership, collaboration, and advocacy. My commitment to continued education has led me to earn all three credentialed cooperative director certificates, which helps me be a stronger director at the table. I have a strong work ethic, a willingness to listen, and a continuous desire to learn. I believe that thoughtful leadership means understanding the needs of those we serve and putting in the necessary work to move forward. I am committed to doing the work that strengthens the board, this organization, and most importantly, the members we serve.
Why do you want to represent the Boone Electric Cooperative membership?
I want to continue my service and build upon the great work that has already been accomplished, as well as the initiatives still in progress. Boone Electric Cooperative is an outstanding organization, and I could not imagine a better team to work alongside. From top to bottom, Boone Electric operates with excellence, integrity, and a steadfast commitment to its members. I don't take this opportunity for granted and will remain dedicated to working hard for the good of our community. It would be my honor to continue serving the membership, and it is a responsibility that I deeply value.
And what does the word cooperative mean to you?
To me, cooperative has always meant community, a shared belief that we are stronger when we lift others through help and support. The cooperative model fosters collaboration. It does bring people together towards a common goal, and when done well, it drives us in a positive direction. I truly believe that working together in this way creates a meaningful, lasting impact for everyone. I really can't imagine not using this model, as it strengthens relationships, it builds trust, and it ensures that progress benefits all of us.
Matthew Marash is a challenger selected by the nominating committee running for District 3. Matt, do you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name's Matt Marash, and I'm a candidate for the Boone Electric Board of Directors. I grew up in Kingsville, Missouri, which is about an hour or so outside of Kansas City, southeast of Kansas City, kind of near Warrensburg. I ended up here at the University of Missouri studying civil engineering. I'm a graduate of the university here. Met my wife here, Lynette. She's an accountant. And we have three kids. One's going to be in seventh grade, one a senior in high school, and then one a junior in college. So we moved here about 23 years ago for jobs back to the area where we went to school. And I've been working in Jefferson City that whole time, living just outside Ashland, small hobby farm outside Ashland. And I've recently retired about 6 months ago.
And what experience and attributes would you bring to the board?
You know, basically, I've worked my whole career on the public side, public works side, and in Jefferson City most recently, of course. I've been the public works director for a good many of those 23 years down in Jefferson City. Worked with all kinds of different groups within public works. I had four utilities in public works, very similarly situated as a Boone Electric would be from a budget standpoint. Large group of employees, budgets for operation, budgets for capital improvement, et cetera. Probably the most closely related would be our wastewater utility I ran for years. And that would be more similar to what goes on with Boone Electric Board. But I think drawing on that background experience would make me a good fit for the board.
Why do you want to represent the Boone Electric Cooperative membership?
As I mentioned, I recently retired. And so one of my goals in retirement is kind of lean in more to my local community. Like I said, I spent 23 years getting up in Ashland and going to Jefferson City every day, spending all my days there and a few evenings as well. And so I really didn't get involved in my local area community. And so one of my goals is to do that. This is a good fit. Of course, I have background in utility type management from the staff side, but I think I've worked with lots of boards and commissions over the years, and I think that experience would translate into this. But that's really just getting involved in my local community, using my expertise to
help the local community.
And what does the word cooperative mean to you?
Having a cooperative utility is it means it's local, it's ran by local people, staffed by local people. We can have expertise locally, and people on the board are accessible to their friends and neighbors. So if you have an issue, you can contact somebody here, right here in town, or maybe your neighbor even if they're on the board, and they can point you in the right direction to get your questions answered. But besides that, what I like about the cooperative model is, or any not-for-profit type utility like this, is that all the funds raised by the rates go right back into the system. There's no need for a profit, like many private utilities will always generate a profit for their shareholders. Our profit, we don't have to have that in a local utility like this. And so it goes right into our rates, keeps our rates affordable. And I think having that expertise on staff, it improves our reliability, et cetera. And so I think I could lend my experience to the board and do my local community some good.
Adrian Plank is a challenger running by petition in District 3. Adrian, thank you for your time today. Could you please tell us a little about yourself?
Hey, everyone. My name is Adrian Plank. I'm running for the Boone County Electric Co-op Board of Directors. I'm originally from Huntsville, Missouri. I've been in Missouri my entire life. I am married for going on 31 years now. I've got one kid, daughter, that's 19. Went to Hickman and MACC and done some study abroad. I've been in Boone County for probably, since 1996. So I've been a member of the co-op for a long time. Get close to 30 years. I'm 51 years old. I'm the current state legislator for the 47th House District. I'm a union carpenter by trade. Gives me that real world experience and working in places that a lot of people don't get to work. So I think that's kind of an interesting position to be in. So that's who I am.
And what experience and attributes would you bring to the board?
My experiences are vast. Like I said, I'm a state legislator. I got three brothers, so if you know anything about experience, it always starts with your siblings, right? As a union carpenter, I worked on many energy projects. My dad retired from the Thomas Hill Power Plant more than 30 years. From there, when I became a carpenter, I've done tons of work at the Thomas Hill Power Plant, tons. I've been in places most people don't even know about, tunnels and boilers and that sort of thing. I've also worked on natural gas lines and the power plants here in town, the university power plant, the city power plant. And so those are experiences that are unique and I think give you a real world knowledge of how things work when it comes to energy. So I think that's the biggest part of it, and that's unique to me as somebody running for the board that may differ from the rest of them.
Why do you want to represent the Boone Electric Cooperative membership?
As a state legislator, I'm always looking for ways to support Boone County and the constituents in Boone County. And so as a state legislator, that will give me the opportunity to advocate at the Capitol for Boone County in a more productive and efficient manner. I found that being open and honest with your policies and that sort of thing helps bring us together. And the co-op has always done a good job, I think. And I think if we can just have the right people on the board to help push things forward and make good decisions to help keep rates lower, and encourage transparency and that sort of thing is a great way to serve our community.
What does the word cooperative mean to you?
Cooperative to me means of the people. As a union carpenter, all my colleagues in the union know how to support the people in the union. And that's what a co-op does, right? We're all members of that co-op when it comes to the Boone County area, and that unity helps get things done.
Well, thank you to all of the candidates for stopping by the studio to conduct their interviews and speak to the membership. it takes members being interested in the cooperative and how their electric utility is run, not just now, but in the future, to make this whole business model run the way that it does. And we at Boone Electric Cooperative appreciate the members showing their commitment to that process. So thank you again to the candidates, and thank you for stopping by this month. Be sure to join us again next time when we will discuss more about annual meeting. And until then, we'll see you somewhere down the line.
Thank you for tuning in to The Buzz, a podcast by Boone Electric Cooperative. To subscribe or for more information, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. And of course, you can always visit us 24/7 at booneelectric.coop. Boone Electric Cooperative, your co-op, our community.